Hello there, and welcome to season two of Just a Thought with Lainey Jean.
Oh my gosh, guys.
It's been a minute. It has been a minute. I have been so busy. I'm sorry to those who are like religious listeners to the podcast. Hopefully, if you were not caught up, having this little break for the past couple of months gave you time to like catch up or re-listen to your favorite episodes. I was just super busy with school and different things going on in my life. And then Christmas break happened, and I just decided that once the new year started, I was going to start season two of the podcast. And we're going to do a little bit of a rebrand, new podcast cover, which is just, I just designed it myself. I'm using one of my headshots that I got that I really like. I just put like a fun, just a thought on there. And I decided to go with Lainey Jean because that is now my professional name, like my stage name. And I decided I wanted to use that rather than my previous name. Not that I don't like my first and last name, but I think it's better for me to use my first and then middle name. So it is now Just a Thought with Lainey Jean. I'm not going to do any weekly segments today because I just want to get right into today's podcast. And I'm sure you've been flooded with all of these 2024 ins and outs type thing. I even posted one on my Instagram, and I think they're fun, but take them as a grain of like take them with a grain of salt. Don't take them as gospel. Today I'm going to be going over my 2023 goals, whether or not I hit them, and then what my 2024 goals are. I don't really do like the whole resolution thing. It's more just like these are goals or like things that I want to focus on to better myself this year. It could be carrying over things from 2023, 2022, like from past years, and just kind of reiterating that I want to continue doing specific things that I have been incorporating for a while. So let's just get right into what my 2023 goals were. And I think, should I go back? I have an entire podcast episode on this, but I'm just gonna go through these and kind of say section by section what went right, what didn't maybe work for me, and then I'll go over what my new goals for 2024 for that section are, I think. Although some of the sections are slightly different. So maybe I'll just do, no, I'll just do all 2023 first and then I'll do 2024. Sorry, that was a bit of a ramble. I'm sipping on a Diet Dr. Pepper and some water because hydration. Okay, for the first section, I have gym because as we know, I am a lifting girly and I have been for about 3 years now. My first goal was to grow my glutes and my quads. And I do think that I have grown my glutes and my quads. Maybe not to the extent that I was hoping, but I have had a lot of other things physically that I have focused on this year, especially with school and how active I am. It is definitely hard to even put on weight and like put on muscle. I was actually able to gain some weight like recently since I've like stopped tracking most of this year, and with the amount of activity and stuff, I've just been really listening to my hunger, and I've realized that I need to eat more. And then on top of that, I've eaten even more than that because I do want to build muscle. And while it has been hard for me, which I'm going to be making an episode, like a part two to the body image episode that I made over a year ago now, because it is hard. I'm still dealing with stuff, and I just need to have a space to kind of talk about that. And hopefully, if anyone else is experiencing that, it will make you feel less alone. But let's just kind of get off of that side tangent. Yes, I think I've grown my glutes and my quads, and even if they may not look bigger in size, they definitely feel stronger. Like I've moved up in the amount of weight that I'm lifting and how hard I'm pushing myself in exercises. So I'm happy with that. Number two was grow my back. I definitely think I have done that. I look at like my back muscles sometimes, and I'm like, whoa, what the heck? Like I look back to like some of the first photos I took in the gym of like my back like flexing, because I knew that I wanted to be able to like look back and kind of see the progress that I've made, because it is important to be able to have like a tangible way for you to see progress over time when you're looking at your body day to day, and it can be hard to see the small changes. I look at videos from a couple months ago, and even then, like I had grown so much, but I feel like I've even grown so much more now, and it's just really cool. I do really like the way that my back looks. It is one of my favorite parts of my body. I'm not even gonna lie. I like how muscular and strong my back is, and like my traps and stuff. Number three was get one unassisted pull-up. This did not happen. It kind of stopped being a priority for me, but that's okay. Honestly, I just like kind of lost interest in it, and maybe it'll come back at some point, but right now that's not what I'm focusing on. Number four was get my form good for push-ups. I have done so many push-ups this year. I still cannot do tricep push-ups if I am not using a resistance band or on my knees. 90-degree push-ups, like where it's out to the side, I am getting really good at those, and I can do a decent amount of those. I think I used to be able to do like 10 or 12, and now I can probably do like 20, 25 without like stopping, with like good form. The next goal I had in the gym section was lift 4 to 5 times a week. And I stayed true to this. I did. Obviously, within reason, there were times where I was visiting home and maybe I didn't go to the gym, or I had like different weeks where I was super duper busy and I took a week off from the gym. Overall, big picture, yes, I was going to the gym consistently about 4 times a week. I decided that it was not really helping my body going 5 times a week. So, and that is just something that's so crazy to me. I used to literally, I went from during COVID, like every day, like killing myself with like those Chloe Ting HIIT workout challenges. And then once I started like resistance training at home with Sydney Cummings, it was like 6 days a week. Her program is also like shorter videos, and I only had access to lightweight, so it wasn't like I was like super sore. And then when I started going to the gym, I was going 6 days a week, decided to cut it down to five because I needed more rest. And now the fact that I'm like okay with going 4 days a week and I feel good and I feel like I'm still making progress, it's just the mental growth in the health and wellness and fitness space for me has probably been the most monumental thing that has happened to me in 2023. And again, I can make more in-depth episodes talking about this, but I grew so much. Like, seriously, 2023 was definitely a year of growth for me, and I hope that that continues into 2024. The last thing that I had on my 2023 goals, which I forgot that I even put this on here, was to start running and to be able to run a 5K, which I believe is like 3 point something miles. I just wish I could go back, like, talk to Lainey a year ago and let her know that I run on a regular basis. I'm training for a half marathon, and I can easily run a 5K, like comfortably. I ran 6 miles and ran the Williamsburg Bridge the other day, and it doesn't feel like a chore. It doesn't feel like something I hate. It brings me so much pure joy and bliss, and it clears my mind. I know I'm doing something good for my heart and my lungs. And it's not even really about that. It's about moving my body in a way that like makes me feel grateful for what my body can do. And it's a mental challenge. Like, you get to a certain point where you're just like kind of floating, but then towards the end of your run, sometimes it can be hard and you'd be like, I can just cut it short. And you really just have to remind yourself these last few minutes, this last mile, this is where the progress is made because you keep pushing. And it's so much more than just the physical growth. There's so much mental and emotional growth too. Running really, like, not to get all like woo-woo or anything, but like running really has like changed my mindset and kind of the way that I talk to myself, if I'm being completely honest. And the next section I have is health. And the first thing, the biggest thing that I had on my list was to get my period back. And I have consistently been getting my period every single month. So, round of applause for me. I am very proud of myself. I honestly, when I put that on here, I knew that I had the ability to do it. I didn't necessarily want to do it. I wanted my period. I didn't necessarily want to have to do the work to get it back because I was scared to eat more and I was scared to maybe gain a little bit of weight so I could get it back naturally. And at the end of the day, I would much rather have my body be in a safe place where it can produce a healthy period than shrink myself just for society standards and be suffering from the fact that I don't have my period and my body isn't even functioning well enough to create something that I should be getting on a regular basis. Learning to rest more was also a huge thing that I had on my list of goals this year. And especially towards the end of the year, I definitely have been giving myself that. Yes, I'm very active. I know that. And I push myself, but I have gotten better about like having days where I just lay around or I sleep in or maybe I chill in bed for a couple hours and watch a movie before going to bed. And it doesn't come with like stress and guilt. Like when I used to do that, I would literally be sitting there like counting the minutes until I could like get up and go do something again because I would force myself to like sit still. And now I'm actually able to like relax and refresh, recharge without freaking out about how long I'm taking or how little movement I've done. Because at the end of the day, like you aren't going to be making progress if you aren't resting and letting your body do what it needs to do to recover. Prioritizing whole foods when I can and trying new recipes every month was the next two are the next two things that I have written down. I continue to prioritize foods as often as possible, and I don't know for sure if I tried a new recipe every single month. I mean, I probably did. I go through phases pretty much monthly of like finding something that I really like and I eat it like every day. And then over time, I think like let me see. Real quick. I think some of the biggest things that I realized that I really like this year in like the food category is one, sandwiches. Sandwiches are probably one of my favorite foods. They're so versatile. I've literally talked about this on podcasts before, like gone on to full tangents about how much I love them. And also recently I found a girl on Instagram. I can't think of her name. Let me see if I can find her name. She posts these videos where you get five different recipes using groceries from like Trader Joe's, and it's like under $55 for all the groceries you need. And it's like 3 to 4 meals or 3 to 4 servings per recipe, like meal. Her name is Jen Eats Good. That's her Instagram. So Jen, JENN, and then Eats, EATS, Good with 3 O's. So go check her out because honestly, I used her actual like recipes in the grocery list and stuff for the first time this week. And every meal that I have made so far, I think I've made 3 meals, has been so good. And Trader Joe's was actually closed when I went to get groceries because my boyfriend and I went to go get them on New Year's Day. And we ended up having to go to Whole Foods and I got everything I needed for $60. I got a week's worth, if not more, of lunch and dinner meals for $60. So I will be using her recipes a lot more. I just had lunch and I had this like rice with roasted carrots and broccoli and cabbage with tempeh, like a smoky paprika tempeh and a peanut sauce. It was supposed to be tahini, but tahini at Whole Foods is just so expensive. So I just got peanut butter for like $6 or something, like a huge thing of peanut butter for like $6. And it's so good. Like 10 out of 10. So go give her a follow. Check her out if you need food inspiration because she makes meals that are vegan and vegetarian friendly, but also makes meals that are friendly for just like people that eat like a regular standard diet. Like if you eat chicken and beef and sausage and turkey, things like that. And the last thing I had in the health section was to be able to go a week without tracking. I don't track food anymore, period. And that's on self-improvement. Whoa. The next category I have is social. And I only have three things in here, so let's just go through these real quick. Eating out without guilt or overthinking. I'm getting so much better at that. I ate out every single day that I was home over Christmas break. That was 11 days. I ate out once, if not twice, a day. Yes, I'm still dealing with some anxiety about it, but I wasn't having anxiety or guilt about it in the moment. I was just trusting myself and enjoying myself. And did I overindulge? Yeah, I did. And did I get a little too full? Yeah, I did. And did I have a stomach ache? Yes, I did. But I was also making memories with people that I love and trying new foods. And this year was the first Christmas in the longest time, like that I can remember, where Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and my big family Christmas that we had, like a week after Christmas or like 4 days after Christmas, I ate regular meals and I enjoyed the festive foods that we had and the like cookies and baked goods. And I baked with my aunt and my mom and my cousin and I enjoyed those. Like I was eating raw cookie dough while I was making cookies and I didn't feel any guilt about it. I was just thinking about my grandma when we were baking together. Every time I'd like eat the dough, I'd be like, I'm just taking grandma's part. I'm just doing what she would do. And I was so much more focused on that and the joy of just like baking with them. The calories didn't matter and they don't matter because my body knows what it needs. And maybe I do weigh a little bit more and maybe my brain is uncomfortable with that right now, but eventually I'll be okay. And my body is healthy. I am a very strong, active individual. It's probably better for me to have a little bit of extra meat on my bones with how active I am. So that was a little bit of a tangent. Sorry. I just haven't podcasted in so long. I haven't talked to you guys. So this might be a little bit of a long episode. Trying out a new place every month if I can, like for eating, I believe is what I meant by that. And then also being open to do new things with people. I think that I definitely am very open to doing new things with people. I went to IHOP for the first time. I know that that's not like anything crazy for people, but I went to IHOP for the first time with my group of friends at like 2 a.m. like a couple months ago. And then like 2 nights ago, we did it again. And if you would have told Lainey a year ago that I was doing that willingly and enjoying it and eating with them and not just like sitting there and watching people eat, like I was actually like enjoying it with them, I probably would have been shocked. And been like, I actually was able to do that. Like I'm actually in a place where I'm okay with doing that. It's just crazy to think about. The next category I have is mental. I'm assuming like mental health. I'd literally just put mental. Okay, Lainey. Journal every day for 1 minute at least. This did not stick. I was a journal girly for a very long time, and probably about not even 2 months into the new year, I kind of just neglected it, didn't make time for it. And that's okay. I don't hold it against myself. I was aware of it, and I am aware of it, but I have changed that, and I will talk about that when I get to my 2024 goals. Read one book a month. This also did not happen, but I did finish a decent amount of books, like big books, because I read a lot of like Sarah J. Maas and her books are big. I'm almost done with the Throne of Glass series, and I will probably post some sort of like review, like TikTok or Instagram reel about those books. So if you want to go follow me either on Instagram at Lainey.foods or on TikTok at Lainey.jeancreates, I believe is what my TikTok is. I finally got a TikTok. I have not had TikTok for like 3 years because it was such a toxic place for me, but I decided that I wanted to try creating stuff on the app to share my take on things, my take on life. And it's like solely for that. And I follow like maybe three people, maybe five at most. And I don't really plan on like following a bunch of people. It's mostly for me to just be able to get out and educate people on experiences that I've had to hopefully help others. And the last thing in the mental health section was just to reduce stress as much as possible. It has been a stressful year. I've been crazy busy with dance, but I think that through therapy and talking with my psychiatrist and also just like knowing what I need in those situations, I have been able to manage my stress as well as possible. That doesn't mean that I don't get stressed. It just means that I'm able to kind of take charge when times do become really stressful. And the last category I have is social media. Figure out how to niche down on Instagram. Really think that I've like niched down too much, but I kind of don't really want to. I know everyone says that you need to have a specific niche, but I would much rather grow at a slow pace. Just being myself and posting what feels true to me than only posting one specific thing. I think my niche is mental health and wellness, or just health and wellness and lifestyle in general, but especially for teens and young adults. We're all going through shit. Everyone's going through shit, no matter what age you are. Anyone can listen to this podcast. Anyone can look at my content and probably be able to relate to it in some way. And I just want people to know that they're not alone. At the end of the day, I just like to give people daily reminders that they are human and they are not alone. My next few things I had was post every day on Instagram, one YouTube video a week, podcast every week, and continue to create content I enjoy and that I'm proud of. Posting on Insta every day. I was doing that for a while, and then I decided that I wanted to focus more on posting when it felt right to me rather than always feeling like I had to have content out every single day. One YouTube video a week. That was going strong for a while, until I got like super busy third semester, and I meant to do like a 12 days of Christmas or like 12 days of holiday vlogs, but I only got to like episode 4 or 5 over Christmas, like in the month of December. I'm gonna continue to focus on creating content on YouTube, on Instagram, on here, now TikTok. Like, I'm just gonna keep trying to spread the awareness and experiences that I've had. And podcasting every week, I was also doing really good at that, until again, I got really busy. Kind of all of my content had to get put on the back burner while I was in a show and just focusing on third semester. The show was this semester, but also like third semester was hectic, which I had talked to you guys about, I think, in like my last episode that I had before I took a break. So that is all of my 2023 goals. I think that overall, I set some pretty big goals for myself, like the not tracking and the eating out more, a lot of those type goals. Becoming a runner, getting my period back. I completely forgot that those were like goals of mine now that I have them. Like I knew that I was working for them. But once I got them, it just like it feels normal now, and that's like really nice. So I think that that's like one of the main reasons that I make goals is because it pushes me to kind of keep myself in check and like make a promise to myself that I'm gonna do this and prove to myself that I can do this. Let's get into my 2024 goals, starting with, again, gym related goals. I would like to run a half marathon. I'm hoping around April. I'm currently doing a like 13-week training plan that I just found on the internet to hopefully run my first half marathon. Next, I have take lifting seriously, less dilly-dallying and more pushing myself in the gym. I feel like recently I've kind of just been going through the motions when I'm at the gym, which is okay, but I do want to make sure that I'm doing exercises that are going to continue to strengthen my body and help me better myself as a performer, as a runner, and not necessarily always focusing on like the heaviest compound lifts possible, but just making sure I'm doing things with correct form and really breathing through stuff and not just like doing exercises as fast as I can so I can get in and out of the gym. I want to just continue to like be really present when I'm in the gym and be aware of how I am pushing myself to the next level. The next thing I have is to continue to prioritize recovery, like rest days, stretching, foam rolling, Epsom salt baths. Epsom salt baths have been like my best friend. It's a great way to like add magnesium to your body topically. Lavender is really relaxing. It just helps like relax your muscles, especially my leg muscles. Like my leg muscles are sore a lot of the times. Like I said, I'm a dancer. I'm a runner. I lift weights. Like I love to go on walks. I live in New York City. I'm walking everywhere. So my legs are very, very active and they take a lot of beating, I guess you could say. Prioritizing things like stretching and rolling out my legs and other parts of my body too, and taking warm baths with Epsom salt has really been an important thing to me, and I want to continue that through 2024. And last, I have made it a goal to do one unassisted tricep push-up. Just one. I know I didn't get the pull-up this year, but that was because I stopped focusing on it. And the tricep push-ups, when I went home in between third and fourth semester to Wisconsin, and I went to the private gym that I used to work out in high school there, because every time I go back to Wisconsin, I go back to my old gym because I love that gym so much and all the people there, they're amazing. So I decided that I wanted to start working on actually getting tricep push-ups, and so I started doing them with resistance bands, and I had to use like the heaviest resistance band plus like a medium, like one of the rubber resistance bands. And when I went back, I was able to do 8 push-ups at a time with just a medium resistance band. So already a big improvement, but I have to work on not letting my back like drop when I'm coming up. Because when I go down on push-ups, my form is like really, really good. It's the coming up that is really hard for me. So I'm hoping to just continue to work on that this year, and hopefully by 2025 I will have one tricep push-up consistently. Yay. The next section I have is food and beverage. 64 ounces of water a day. I also put down my hydro jug. I kind of want to get back into carrying that around because I have been bad about drinking water, or at least I feel like I've been bad about drinking water. I probably drink more water than I give myself credit, but it's a lot easier to keep track of it and make sure I'm drinking enough when I carry my hydro jug around. 19 out of 21 meals homemade per week. So basically, only buying myself meals out 3 times a week. And that includes like getting coffee, unless it's at my boyfriend's cafe. Going with that, I want to focus on whole foods and veggie packed meals while also prioritizing adding protein to every meal and snack. I feel a lot better and a lot more satiated when I prioritize protein and focus on like whole foods. It's totally fine to rely on processed foods sometimes and indulge in baked goods, and I love a good almond croissant. I'm having an almond croissant phase. I want to go try a place in New York called like the Donut Pub or something. My friend got a donut there, and my boyfriend and I walked by it the other day, and I was like, I want to try that. And he's like, do you want to go get one? And I was like, no, because I just had breakfast and I don't really want a donut for lunch. That's not going to make me feel very good. And I was like, I could get one and take it home. And he's like, well, if you're going to get one, you should go get it fresh. Like, you shouldn't like take it home and eat it when it's like hard. Like, eat it when it's nice and warm. And I was like, okay, you make a good point. I'll just come and get it a different day. Obviously, enjoy yourself. Have fun foods. Everything should be able to fit into a healthy, balanced diet. Prioritizing whole foods and veggie packed meals with protein is key to making me feel my best and perform my best as a dancer. And the last thing for the food and beverage section is less mindless snacking, because I've been kind of getting into a habit of just like when I am hungry, I'm kind of having decision paralysis a lot recently on what to eat. And so then I'm just like mindlessly snacking on things until I like finally make food. And then I like not even able to like enjoy the food that I made because I was just like snacking on a bunch of random shit. Like I don't even know. Self-improvement and wellness goals. I would like to read 10 minutes a day and journal 5 days a week. So going back to the idea of journaling, like I had said when I was talking about my 2023 goals, and I had said that I was not journaling every day, I decided that I want to try to get back into journaling. I got a new journal for Christmas from my godparents, and it is gorgeous. It's like leather, but it's a dark green leather, and it has like a beautiful tree and birds on the front. I have been using it like nonstop, just dumping everything in my brain into this journal and planning out podcast episodes and content. And every morning or afternoon or evening, I have been just like writing about things that are on my mind, and I absolutely love it. So I just want to continue that. The reading 10 minutes a day is just, I really do enjoy reading. I get into reading ruts though, where I kind of just randomly stop reading for a while, especially when I like finish a book and I'm about to start the next book of like a series. For some reason, my brain's just like, we could hold off. So I kind of want to help prevent that from happening. I would like to listen to one educational podcast a week, whether that's like CMOS Girlies or the Humor Maiden podcast or J is it JB Peterson? J Peterson? James Peterson? I don't know. There's a podcast. There's just some different educational podcasts that I think I would like to listen to once a week. Dress in regular clothes 3 days a week. This means just like getting ready, putting on a cute outfit that makes me feel good, and dressing for myself. Because I really do love fashion, and I've been experimenting a lot with my fashion and using boards that I made on Pinterest, and I'll like go into one depending on like if I want like a colorful look that day or a more like dark aesthetic or a basics outfit, layers, and I go in and I close my eyes and I scroll through my board until I stop and I tap on a picture, and whatever pops up, I try to recreate it with clothes that I already have in my wardrobe, in my closet. And I don't even have all my clothes out here in New York. I've only done it twice now, but the two outfits that I made, actually, no, I've done it three times. And the three outfits that I made are just, they were so fun and they turned out better than I expected them to. And I really, really liked it, and I'm gonna continue to do that. And I want to get dressed in regular clothes 3 days a week because I feel really good when I get put together and when I get ready. Even if it's just for a couple hours before I have to get back into athletic clothes to go to class, I wanna do that for myself. I wanna make myself feel good. And I was kind of falling into a rut of feeling like a little bit mopey and like not me because I wasn't playing with that other creative side to me. I feel like fashion is definitely a very like creative thing and everyone can use it to like express themselves, and I was kind of neglecting that side of me. And the last thing I have for self-improvement and wellness, I don't know if this is necessarily re realistic for me, but I would like to try and go on one solo date a month, trying something new, whether that's like an activity that you pay for to go like take a class by yourself, or I don't know, on like a thrifting date with myself, or go get coffee and lunch at a cafe or something. But I just want to continue to always try to connect with myself and be my own independent person, continue to get to know myself, because you may think that you know yourself, and you do, but you can always learn more about yourself. Social media goals. I'm not a big numbers person, but I thought it'd be kind of funny to be ambitious and try and grow my platforms. So I don't really know how TikTok works, and I don't know if it's still like a thing that people really blow up on there and get a lot of followers fast. So for TikTok, I put 100K. When I wrote that a couple days ago, I think I was just excited. I think I'm a little bit too ambitious, but we'll go with it. And then 10K on Insta. And I would like 1,000 YouTube subscribers. So if you don't follow me on TikTok, Insta, or YouTube, please feel free to go follow me. My YouTube is Lainey Jean. Insta, like I said, is Lainey.foods. And the Insta for this podcast is just a thought.pod. And then TikTok is Lainey.JeanCreates. I would like to post two TikToks daily, four Instagram posts a week, and one YouTube video a week. That is on a perfect week, that's what it would look like. Okay, two more categories. Career. I'd like to book my first professional job as a performer. I'm going to book my first professional job as a performer. I would like to book a cruise line. I will book a cruise line in 2024. And I'm gonna sing my freaking heart out because that's what I wanna do. I wanna sing my heart out. I wanna dance my heart out. I wanna act. I wanna explore everything, but as a performer, I want to sing my heart out, but also just as a human being, I want to just like sing and have fun, have a good time. And I want to apply for some acting jobs on screen, live. I haven't auditioned for any strictly acting stuff yet, and I want to dip my toe into that. And the last section I have is family and friends. When I went home over Christmas break, I really realized that a huge thing to me that has always been important to me is my family and friends. And being in New York, away from all the people I love in Wisconsin, can be hard. You can feel distant from people. You can feel you want to reach out, but you don't know when's a good time. We're all living our own lives, so it's hard to find the times. But this year, I want to prioritize FaceTiming my mom and dad more. I put down FaceTiming them every week. I want to FaceTime my brother every week. And I want to text and check in on my friends frequently. Anytime I think about them, I want to just send them a text and see if we can set up a time to FaceTime. If I have to plan it and put it in my calendar, I will. That's okay. I want to make time for these people. I want to prioritize the people in my life that I love and I care about. And I think that I'm very blessed to live in the day and age that I can FaceTime people and text people and call people when I so please and when they are able to. But sometimes I forget to take advantage of that, and I don't want to regret not giving the love and attention to the people that I care about. I hope that made sense. All right, I know that was kind of a lot for episode one of season two, but I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Jean. Please be sure to share this episode with a friend because I really am trying to grow my platforms. I do have over 1,000 listens on my podcast, so thank you for, I believe it was 1.3 thousand listens, 1.3K listens on this podcast, so that is amazing. I know that may seem like a small number to some people for how many episodes I've put out, but to think that people have listened to my what I have to say 1,300 times, that is something. That means a lot to me. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And I will be in your ear very soon. Bye.